SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio and I am Šárka Pechová.
Well-being has become such an important topic these days. However, it is still not accessible to everyone. We are talking to Jem Stone, who has more than 20 years of experience in the industry, and I'm sure she will help us shed a light on why this is happening. Jem is a Viapa work practitioner and trainer, rebirth breathwork therapist and educator. She's trained in yoga, just to name a few. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today, Jem.
Thank you so much, Sarka, and it's great to be here.
Can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about all these amazing things you are doing?
Sure, thank you. So my name's Jem and I'm living very gratefully on Wurundjeri country, and I pay my respects to the elders past and present here because they've just looked after the land since time immemorial. So I'm really grateful to be living here. I was born on Wurundjeri country and raised on Gadigal lands in Sydney, and I've been living down here on Wurundjeri country now for 10 years, but I have Bundjalung descendants as well.
Mm-hmm. You're doing all sorts of therapy and wellness work. So can you tell us more, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been working in the wellness space for, probably just over 20 years. And obviously what I offer has evolved through that time, and I've seen many changes, but primarily what I'm doing now, I'm trained in yoga, and I speak a lot in the yoga and mainstream wellness space, and I offer also cultural consultancy. I offer rebirthing breathwork, as you mentioned, as well as Wayapa work, which is the first internationally accredited Aboriginal wellness modality. So it's really bringing those Indigenous or First Nations conversations into the mainstream wellness space is what I'm really passionate about. And and just as you mentioned in the intro, just bringing accessibility for wellness to everybody, because I recognize that especially First Nations people, there's not always cultural safety in a lot of the mainstream wellness spaces for everybody to feel safe enough to walk in. So I offer workshops in all spaces, so from corporate right through to kindergarten spaces and everything in between.
That sounds really interesting. Let's have a look at the practices you do in a bit of more detail. So Jem, can you please tell us a bit more about the Wayapa work practice?
So it's a slow flow sequence. So some people, to look at it, you may think it looks a little like Tai Chi, but it is actually embodying 14 Wayapa work elements that we learn throughout that practice. So as I mentioned, it's the first internationally accredited Aboriginal wellness modality. And Wayapa work actually translates to connect to the earth. So we're connecting to these elements, which create a beautiful cycle of all aspects of life, and we're embodying those through the movement practice. But what's really, really unique about Wayapa work is a call to action. So it's actually a lot of conversations, a lot of storytelling through cultural lenses, and it's about what every single one of us on the planet can do to take action to look after the earth.
Such an important topic these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, because it is based on the wisdom of First Nations people that we can't be well if the earth isn't. Mm-hmm. So the starting point is always about looking after the planet first and caring for country. And so when we reconnect with our natural world and our place within it, not above it, we really align with life, and that's where we find true wellness, like the ancestors of this continent have done for over 100,000 years.
Mm-hmm. You work with a lot of practices where you connect to earth, connect to country. Now we are, or a lot of us are, in a lockdown when essentially what is happening that we are locked inside cities. So how does this affect people or your clients? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, okay, great question. And I think as well, it's about changing our mindset, because the thing is, even when we're in cities, we are still on country. We're on someone's country. So we have the natural world around us all the time, regardless of where we are. It's very easy to connect in when we're in a beautiful rainforest or by the beach and things like that. But knowing that even in the cities that we are connected to country, and it's still just as important to care for that country as well as anywhere else.
That's beautiful. You also do rebirthing breath work. Can you please explain a little bit more to us what it actually is, Jem?
So rebirthing breathwork is a term coined by the late Leonard Orr, and it is a conscious connected breathing method that allows us to use our breath as our greatest healing tool. So through a technique of conscious connected breathing, what we're doing is we're establishing a connection and maintaining that connection of our breath for an hour process. And within that time, what it does is we're filling our body through our breath with divine healing energy. Some people call it chi, some people call it prana, but really it's energy that's available to all of us, and we're bringing that into our body, and that activates and it works with every part of our cellular makeup, that energy, and it allows us to release anything in our bodies that is not serving us. So any trauma, any ailments, even disease, we can release from our body through bringing in that divine healing energy.
That sounds really powerful. As you said before, lots of these things and techniques and practices are not available and accessible for everybody. And that is something you are focusing on as well. So what is it that you are exactly doing to bring these practices to people who can't normally access it?
Yeah, look, as I said, there's a lot of reasons culturally, especially that people aren't walking into, say, yoga studios or spaces that are more mainstream. And so one of the things that I'm doing in that is I've written cultural awareness training units for Yoga Australia. Uh-huh. And they're actually being taught to teachers and to anybody, any practitioners in the wellness space, just to ensure, number one, that their space is culturally safe for everybody. And the other things that I'm doing is I'm a director of an organization I co-created called Nunwali, which offers scholarships to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to become practitioners. So they may not have ordinarily accessed that kind of training. But through Nunwali, that's also the channel in which I offer these cultural awareness training. So it's a beautiful sort of reciprocal relationship between culture and the wellness space. So really trying to find ways to make those spaces more culturally safe for everybody. And then the other thing that I'm doing is I'm offering sessions and workshops online now. So it means that people can access this kind of work from their home. These kind of practices just work amazing online, because the thing is, especially with the breath, we're dealing with our breath. So I'm just there primarily to help people navigate towards the truth that they are their own greatest healers. And so the healing comes from them, and it's their own breath that does all the work.
There's been a lot of these practices and techniques that are getting more and more popular, which are bringing breath at the center of everything, which I find interesting because it is something that has been there forever. And it kind of seems like we are relearning how to breathe.
Absolutely. And we really need to. We really need to learn how to liberate our breath, because one of the first things that we do when we're in fear or in trauma is hold our breath. You know, we gasp. old. But if we can learn to master our breath, we can master all of our emotions. So if we can learn to breathe through those uncomfortable moments in our life or weeks, you know, as you said, lockdown, you know, if we can learn to breathe, then what we're doing is we're aligning with that life force and allowing that life force to really flow through us constantly without stopping it by holding the breath. And it's literally, as you said, it's, you know, the foundation of every great practice is our breath. It's the longest relationship that we'll ever have is with our breath. And there's not a single thing on the planet that anyone would ever trade for their breath. That's how important it is. But we often forget about that, and we often don't really hold it with the priority or, you know, with the reverence that it really deserves.
Is it difficult to learn how to work with our own breath?
Not at all. Everybody can do it. It is available to everybody. And best of all, it's free. You know, I mean, everybody can start with just finding a comfortable place to sit down and closing their eyes and just observing your breath. So if we just notice the way that we're breathing without changing a single thing, we notice that as soon as we observe our breath, as soon as we give it awareness, it becomes medicine. So if we sit down, close our eyes and observe our breath, we'll notice that within, you know, a few moments, a minute or two, it begins to slow, it begins to deepen, it begins to flow more freely within us. The moment we do that, we're really switching from our sympathetic nervous system, so our fight or flight, into our parasympathetic. And that means where we can rest and recovery and healing occurs. We all do that just by observing our breath. That's how powerful it is.
It sounds so simple, yet it is so complex.
It's so simple, and I think that's what's so profound about this. It's profound in its simplicity. So just that breath awareness is immediately accessible to everybody. And we all know how much better we feel when we take a moment to stop and really become aware of our breathing. We can do that anywhere and it doesn't take long. And we all know the benefits, you know, it calms us down, it slows us, it stops that busy mind and really puts us into a state of calm.
What was your journey to these practices?
My journey came through my own self-healing, probably like most people. And I think this is something that's really important to me. I don't ever ask anybody, any of my clients, to ever do anything that I haven't done myself. And I think that life experience makes a huge, huge difference. Yeah, so I discovered the healing techniques for myself and began to heal the traumas in my life and the traumas that we all hold to a certain degree, you know, regardless of what our experiences are. Our body keeps score. So any of those unhealed traumas can possibly manifest as other problems in life. So I began my journey and in wellness and made that choice and began to look into this technique of rebirthing, then where more technique comes into the breath. Rather than that just breath awareness, we begin to bring in, it's a really simple technique of connecting the breath. It's like a circular breath. And we do that for an hour. And yeah, as I said, it just gives safe passage to release anything that's held within us. That could be emotions or any traumas that we've held on a cellular level.
And my very last question today, Jem, lockdowns are finished or nearly finished. So what is it that you're looking forward to?
You know, I think probably like most people, I'm really looking forward to connecting with family and friends. I think we've all had enough time to really realize how much we appreciate the people in our life, especially when we can't see them as often as we'd like to. So I think connection is a really important thing. And again, connection is something that I teach through, you know, when we learn to be able to not only connect to ourselves, each other and the world around us, we're always feeling better. So I think that connection is the most important thing. And certainly through the practices that I have knowledge of, I'm actually able to continue connecting to my breath or connecting to country during lockdowns, but I'm looking forward to connecting to people again in person and giving them nice big hugs.
Me too. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today, Jem.
You're very, very welcome. It's lovely to be here. And I certainly would recommend anybody that wanted to get in touch with me can follow me on Instagram, which is gemstone1, gem with a J.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.